Halakha says that in the Seudah HaMafseket, that's the Seudah that we have right before the Ta'anit on Tisha B'Av, we're limited into only being able to eat one cooked food. That is the Halakha. So the question is, what constitutes one cooked food? So the Halakha clearly says that if it's the normal way to cook a food that has two items in it, but it's normally to cook them together, for example, the rice and the lentils, even though the rice is cooked and the lentils are cooked, that's considered one food because it's a normal derech to cook them together. For that matter, if a person would make, for example, noodles with cheese on it, and they make it together. So in that case over there, if he makes a macaroni with cheese or something like that, since he cooks it together, and it's a normal way of doing it all year long, even though technically the macaroni is cooked and the cheese is cooked separately, doesn't matter. It's considered one item. But that's only when you would actually cook it together. But if a person would make the macaroni separately and would eat the cheese separately and then take the cheese and stick it on top, that would be like taking rice and cooking it and another item, cooking it separately and putting them together. That would be two tefshin, only when it's cooked together. For that matter, pizza also would be technically okay. Even though there's cheese and even though there's sauce and even those other ingredients, even though Achav Avadya is not too fond of starting this without eating pizza, because he says that's like a fun food. And really, according to the deen, you're supposed to eat things to satiate yourself, not to eat party foods, as we would call them. Last but not least, what about milk? Milk, as we know, is cooked. It's pasteurized before they bring it to the market. Is pasteurization considered cooking and yandis? Both Hakam Avadya and Hakam Ben Sion Alav Shalom both concur that it's not considered cooking it because it doesn't change the ta'am. Which means it's no different than a raw fruit. In this case over here, whether you pasteurize it or not, it's basically the same milk. They're only pasteurizing it to kill the viruses and the bacteria. So therefore the halakha, even though a person is having a cup of milk, he's still allowed to have one food that is cooked as well.